name is Lester Quitney, and I went in there on a one-year peacetime training. And in the following December of 1941, Pearl Harbor broke out. Well, when that happened, I was in for good. Some of the boys that had 1 month to go were sent home, and that was at Fort Lewis, Washington, I was stationed then. So when they went home, they were called back by the MPs, and I had just another month to go for myself, and I was right in the camp. We were kicked out of our barracks to get out and live in tents along the Columbia River or up around Centralia. They were figuring the Japs were going to be coming in through there toward Oregon. Well, I had about 19 months training on basic training in Fort Lewis, about 19 months. We were an infantry outfit, and then when we got reorganized, we went from infantry to a tank destroyer outfit, full track. Then we were sent to Fort Hood, Texas. And from there on, they started training and running. Well, I didn't drive old cats, but I was a truck driver with ammunition and fuel and so forth, food. So when we trained there for 3 months in year 42 from September, then we were called to go to Fort Dix, New Jersey. And I knew we weren't going to the South Pacific. So when we got to Fort Dix, we were laying around there to get on the troop ship. It was a lot of rain and muddiness going on, so we just had to put up with it. Well, pretty soon we left Staten Island a few days in January of 43, and we got on the old big troop ship and started sailing. I don't know if the boat was Erickson or Queen Elizabeth or one or the other. Well, we started sailing, and we zigzagged along the waters, and for 11 days, 11 nights. Pretty soon, one morning, we woke up and looked over the top deck, and there we were seeing horizon. So there was coming towards Casablanca. We were hitting for North Africa. So there's where we saw our first action in February 43 and March in there. So we kept on going and chased Rommel out on the Cape Horn or out on the Mediterranean in the months ahead of us. And so we were in Algiers, we were in Oran and Fayette Pass and so forth, fighting in those hills and valleys. And then when we war sort of got won over there, we were sailing again out of Oran, and we were on Polish ships. And that was a great experience to look at the Polish people, or Hindus, or whatever you want to call them. They ate with their fingers and hands, and they laid down and prayed and up and down and to the Lord. And the food was pretty fair, but a lot of people grumbled. Well, then we sailed through Sicily, and then we got into Naples, through the Strait of Gibraltar, and then we were in Naples, Italy for a while, just getting ready to go into England to get prepared for D-Day. So when we got to Glasgow and places like that, and up the Clyde River, and we were training there around in England with our outfit, because tank destroyers can't fight in hills. That's infantry fighting, like in Naples and Rome. So we were held to go to England. And so then when we left Southampton in June 6, 1944, we knew we was going to the war, to Germany to fight. And so when we saw the big battleships at Cherbourg, we knew what was going on, the Omaha or the Utah Beach and so forth. And it was really rough, but nothing a man could do about it. So we had the P-37s or the Flying Fortresses ahead of us, knocking out things out ahead, and German air grounds or air Luftwaffe and so forth out ahead of us to keep them from hampering us too much because they were getting bombing them a lot. And so finally, we the LST landed the landing gates down in the water around the beachheads there. And so all of a sudden, we were out there in the waters and floating around, and we had a vehicle fib, they were in fibs and waterproofed, in other words. And so then we landed there on Germany beach or into German area there, wherever it was, Omaha or Utah beachhead, and she was rough. I didn't know if I was going to make it or what, but I did. So we fought all the way in the First Army in the center of all of Europe. Luxembourg's and the Roar River and a lot of other towns, Aiken, and so I went through all that to for a stretch and crossed a few rivers. And so when we got over to and crossed the Rhine River, as they call it, and that bridge collapsed, some of the infantry went down with it. I was just with me, and I was driving a Jeep at that time. And so we looked back and was wondering, well, what's going to happen now? We were still fighting with the enemy, but everything seemed to turn out all right. So we kept on going from there on. This is a long story, but I can't say everything. So we got over to Nuremberg in Munich, Germany, and pretty close to where Russians met the several Americans over the Elbe River and shook hands and so forth. And, well, that was the time, that was May 1944, and the war was ending, or 45, I mean. So then I had good point system to go for home in May or first part of June. So I took the point system, and then there were some big shots were trying to tell me, officer, well, we might have to use you guys in Japan yet. August, or you know, it didn't end until August or September. Well, I didn't pay attention to that. They had to get replacement to put for me to take over, and so that was the end of the war over there for me. So I went back and I was going to farm or do this and that, and I worked at the factories, and I even went to Wilson and Company for better wages.
So tell your name and tell us some of your story of how you worked.